AutoLine Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone, your journey, our passion. And by Dow Automotive Systems, improving durability and increasing design flexibility with Betamate structural adhesives at DowBetamate.com.
Tesla finally talks, GM gets a China bounce, and who is Auto's MVB? Welcome to AutoLine Daily for Friday, October 10th. I'm Nicole Gevrink, ready to wrap up this week, so let's get right to the news. Autopilot, not autonomous. Those are the words of Tesla CEO Elon Musk when he finally ended the speculation and revealed his latest car last night in Los Angeles. Well, it's not so much a new car as it is an upgraded one. As so many have been guessing, including last night's panel on AutoLine After Hours, Tesla's flagship all-electric Model S will, in fact, be all-wheel drive and receive a suite of driver-assisted technology, including some features that walk right up to the autonomy line but don't quite cross over. And by the way, the whole Tesla D thing has to do with the S getting a second motor, which sits over the front axle, duplicating the rear and thus making it all-wheel drive. And as much as Mr. Musk would love to sell those cars in the Motor City, right down the street from the Detroit 3, it doesn't look like Michigan lawmakers are cooperating. The Wall Street Journal reports that Tesla executives flew to Michigan's capital city last week to battle a couple of bills that would prevent the automaker from opening any corporate stores, or galleries, as the company calls them, in Michigan. Despite the personal lobbying, round one went to the opposition. We'll see if that's enough to keep the electric automaker out of the home of Henry Ford. Now, we know how well auto sales are doing here in North America because that's all anyone seems to want to talk about these days. However, over in the world's biggest car market, and of course that's China, GM is making hay, so to speak. Sales were up 15% in September, the most in 7 months, with Cadillac leading the way with a 51% surge. However, both Buick and Chevy were up as well. And with the company speeding up the introduction of several new products there, we may be just months away from a Godzilla versus Mothra-type sales battle in China between GM and VW as they vie to become the top foreign automaker in the country. Now, when it comes to marketing, for those that say the brand is everything, just ask Toyota, as it was once again named the most valuable automotive brand in the world. For the last 11 years in a row, Toyota has topped all other automakers on advertising consultant Interbrand's survey of the 100 most valuable brands. And though numbers 1, 2, and 3, Apple, Google, and Coke, don't need to worry much about losing their positions, this year the Japanese auto giant did move up a couple of spots to 8th on the list. By the way, just behind Toyota, but still nonetheless behind, are German luxury competitors Mercedes-Benz at number 10, followed by BMW at 11. And finally, today, if you're one of those people who do all their shopping on a smartphone, including looking for a new car, are you driving an Acura? J.D. Power released its latest study on just those type of shoppers, people who intend to buy or lease a vehicle in the next couple of years, and who use mobile technology to do it, and Acura finished on top. That means the test group liked Acura's features and web content the most. Cadillac finished second on the list, while Porsche came in third. All three premium brands? Wonder if that says anything about those who use smartphones. Maybe that'll be in the next study. Anyway, we'll be right back with a few words on the best way to lose weight without sweating to the oldies with Richard Simmons.
Dow Automotive Systems, driving solutions in automotive, commercial transportation, and aftermarket with innovative products like Betamate structural adhesives. Lighter, stronger, safer. DowBetamate.com.
Many of us are always looking to take off a few extra pounds, for vanity, of course, because we all want to look better. But when it comes to cars and trucks, less pounds means more money, and usually in the automaker's pocket. So on the latest edition of AutoLine this week, three experts discuss lightweighting, what it means for the vehicle, the consumer, and the process the automakers go through to achieve it.
A lot of companies now have this thing called the Gram strategy, where every item is going through a much thorough weight is no longer an outcome. Weight is a design, weight is a process, and weight is technology. And you see that in every aspect of, engineering new products.
Every vehicle and every component has a cost target and a weight target, and they balance that continually throughout the process to get the optimum.
Exactly. And the other paradigm shift that's happening right now is the move towards global platforms.
Yep.
Not only do suppliers have to be engaged early because of a technology driver, but because of the globalization, these global platforms, we have to be involved much sooner to see if we've got the scale and the breadth to go ahead right. and supply this and hit launch on target, on time, on weight, on cost. Right.
That's AutoLine This Week, available on our website and YouTube channel. Well, that wraps up my week in the anchor chair. John will be back on Monday. Thanks for all your great comments and hope to see you again soon. I'm Nicole Gebring. Thanks for watching.
Wards is the industry leader for news, data, and analysis. That's why companies across the globe subscribe to our premium service, maybe even your own. Log in for subscriber access now. Check your company's intranet for details and rely on wardsauto.com to keep you informed.